You're listening to WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. And this show is called Press the Button. It's on every Wednesday from 10 p.m. until midnight. And we're going to figure out what we're doing here very shortly. I know at some point there's going to be some hijinks involved. But until then, I think there will be something else. That would be perfect. That'll queue up in a minute or half. And in the meantime, if you want to contribute to whatever's going on in the mix, you can call area code 216-368-2208. And just remember, when the phone stops ringing, your voice will be live on the air. So, do whatever that entails. You're on the air.
Yo, I have a request. Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, can I make a request?
You can say whatever you like, pretty much.
Oh, sweet. Alright, I want to hear the song Drake, Uptown. It's by Drake. It's called Uptown. That's cool.
We'll see what we can do. On the air. Nobody's on the air.
Witchcraft attempts to deceive cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclinations to crisis. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, stars, trees, rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy to which it loses. A witch is a psychic food with magical secrets and sheer force of will. I'm a witch. Magic.
set two. I need to tell you that you can check in with the live action playlist at WFM.org. See what I'm playing. Make comments. Stir something up. No fun on the request of any of the things that you think in your best interest. Look that up. You never know what kind of
you don't know. You don't know.
We love our listeners. That said, personal emails on the playlist may be not a good idea unless you're really ready for anything and everything. And all that could possibly be out there. There's also on my Cast of Quiet blog. Just type my Cast of Quiet into Google. It'll take you there. Archives of this program. Check out some of the music. Hard film commentary, screen captures. Whatever it is. If you like what you hear tonight, you can check it out. Thanks.
In the name of Isis, I grant her special favors. She is the queen of witchcraft. She has great sympathy for lovers. When you call her name, she never turns away. If you want to work at seductive sorcery, you must never attempt a ritual, cast a spell, work a charm, enchant or fascinate. Without the protection of a full moon ring that has been made powerful by Isis. The stone which gently offers the most strength is the one associated with your birth sign. Your moon sign stone is also highly effective. You begin in the afternoon on the day of the new moon.
Set to.
Fill with earth a copper bowl and place the bowl in a square red silk in the center of a table. At 9 p.m., boil water in a cauldron or saucepan. Cook your ring in the boiling water for 9 full minutes. And while the ring cools, place 9 white candles all around the copper bowl. Light the candles. Let them blaze. They will instantly act as agents and purify the earth that is inside the copper bowl. And when the earth is purified and the ring is cooked, bury it deep inside the bowl. Now, let the candles flame brightly for 90 minutes. And then sprinkle 3 drops of olive oil all over the copper bowl. And 3 times, chant. In the name of Isis, goddess of the moon, I offer my energies as a gift to the cosmos. My soul now belongs to the wind. I am the cosmos. I am the wind. The ring must remain buried until midnight on the night of the full moon. When the moon is full, remove the ring from the copper bowl and place it on your finger. Bury the bowl, the earth, the candles, and the red silk in a garden. Now you're ready for sorcery and seduction. And for the rest of your life, your Isis full moon ring will surround you with magic vibrations. draw susceptible sensual partners into your orbit. Wear your ring at all times. You'd be a fool to cast a spell without it.
Some material in this program may be found indecent or objectionable by some members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is strongly advised.
If I'd been thinking, I would have put some kind of effect on that so that it sounded like 300 people instead of 3. But there's lots of people out there listening. Telecult.
Through the woods, rambling along the riverbanks, high on hills, hidden in shadowy places, nested in valleys, and blooming in the sun, waiting. Each sun sign has a flower suited to its special emotional needs and temperament. If you're Aries, and you need emotional love in order to survive, pink shooting stars are for you. Taurus, hungry for physical unity, will be satisfied when violet wood sorrels come to the rescue. Gemini, you will experience painful disloyalties without help from the lavender fillaries. Cancer's temptatious love affairs will be protected with blossoms of the white spring beauty. Your majestic ego, Leo, is matched by spirited lovers with the golden thistle. Virgo, your need for romantic freedom is guaranteed by the wild blue vervain. Libra, with the power of the Venus looking glass, you will find sensitive sweet love. Passionate lovers are offered to you, Scorpio, when you wear the regal scarlet bee-balm. Restless Sagittarius, you'll escape possessive partners when you prize the green meadow room. Obsessed involvements will not hold you, Capricorn, when you treasure the purple coneflower. Bright white commas will lead you, Aquarius, out of melancholia. Spirit in Pisces, your subtle urge toward lust will be encouraged by the brave yellow Julius. Have you been wronged? Were you innocent and yet your friends turned against you? Adder's tongue, blood root, and prickly poppies, stewed in the black iron pot for 1 hour, are no thing. Make a potion so strong, it will see to it that your enemies lose their sexual capacity. Spellcasting is for the unafraid. There are all sorts of delightful ways you can go about casting spells and charming, and there's
no need for you to stick to just one or two methods.
You should try them all. Experiment.
Don't dabble with enchantments, though, unless you are very brave. Once the magical vibrations are set into motion, they can never be recalled. The power of magic is such that though you may be able to alter a spell's conclusion, you can never ever recapture what existed for you at the start. For charmed loves is a charm that will have a catalytic effect on all your personal relationships. It will project romantic aura about you that love objects find exciting. It's the ancient Coleoptera's charm. Since Cleopatra's time, the Coleoptera's beetle has been the symbol of eternity. Occult beginnings. Germination. Force. Power. Sex. Birth. Life and death. Magic. Enchanters insist a Coleoptera's charm to invite a very satisfying sex life, increase sexual vitality, attract many healthy love relationships, encourage your lover's fidelity, prolong romantic desire, and protect the clandestine. Lovemaking will reach fantastic heights of cosmic ecstasy. Your lover will become helpless within your passionate arms. You must agree that this charm is worthy of some effort. Cleopatra found the Coleoptera's charm to be dependable. Greek witches of today say it's their favorite charm. And I know it works. One eye will glad handled, live, and wrap it into a small square of red silk. Place this small packet inside a tiny wooden box that has been painted bright red and is stuffed full with rosebuds. Seal the box with red sealing wax. Place the box and its contents into the northeast corner of your home. Light a purple tapered candle and chant three times. Coleopterus magnificent. Coleopterus blessed. Coleopterus eternal. This charm's effect is good for about a year. Don't worry. It's not considered important if the beetle dies.
Thank you. I want to know why I'm fine one minute, and the next, my body aches so bad I can't move.
I want to know why my hair is falling out. I'm only 17.
I'm tired all the time. Now, this rash. I just want to know what's going on.
When you don't have the right answers, it may be time to ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662.
I make the weather. All of this moisture coming up out of the Gulf is going to push out to the east and it'll shoot us.
At WRUW, we keep the music cool when it's hot out. Hot when it's cold out.
So hot. So hot.
And hot when it's still cold out. Stay tuned to WRUW to satisfy all your climate control needs.
Are you sick and tired of the tomfoolery of today's youth? Stupid hot tub sandwich parties, rad attitudes, and bad haircuts? Do you find yourself disappointed by all the swearing on the radio? If you answered yes, this message is for you. Some of the following material may be considered indecent or objectionable by members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hi there.
Hey.
You're listening to WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University.
Okay.
It's press the button.
That's what I said it was before.
It
was an hour ago.
Yeah.
So fair enough.
These people might be just tuning in now.
It's true.
Gotta still remind them. Our yep. Moral fortitude is slipping underneath the, I don't know.
Whatever you're getting at.
Underneath the hot tub.
Yes, you got to be careful of that. Various things and stuff are going on.
Noise. Sound.
There was some special hijinks in the previous hour. We'll continue on, and, if you want to call in, you can call area code 216-368-2208.
And remember.
Yeah, you got to remember when the phone stops ringing.
Your voice is live on the air.
Yeah, what she
I'm
said.
I'm just going to interrupt you.
That's fine.
I'm multitasking.
You've been informed of that now.
Yes. So this is not news. Hell, the show's been on the air for
a whole bunch of years.
Whole bunch of years. Over a decade now, so.
Yep.
Get with the program.
That's what I'm going to do.
Or, you know, get with the sound.
Thank you.
this spell and restorate his special children. Read a small light on your handkerchief. Snip it in half. Once, twice, three times. Now once again. Makes a beam in the center and folds. And with a silver thread, carefully stitch the packet closed. The stitches must be tight, one touching the next. With every stitch, remember compassion. With every stitch, recall joy, emotion. Use 100 tiny stitches. When ready, place the charm in the box. Fill the box and cover the charm with rosebuds. Dry rosemary leaves with rose and thyme. Each night as the moon comes out, we're going to hold it with a rose-colored candle and gaze into its flame. Offer this flame and dedicate this spell as a comfort for your souls. Do this for 7 days. The charm will then be ready to carry close to your heart. Bury the candle in the garden by the light of the full moon.
its primitive charm of blood. Sicilian members of the latter had come to love realistically with a lover who may be around.
Some materialist broadcasts may be found indecent or objectionable by some members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
We are one. Get your weekly dose of swing. Everything from Gypsy Swing.
All she wants to do is rock, rock and roll all night long.
From Big Band Swing. To Neo Swing.
King of Swing, King of Swing, yeah.
So tune in
for all the best in swing to Swingiverse from noon to 2 p.m. on Thursdays on WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland.
It's a gift from God. It's a gift for the cornfields. Cornfields. There's so many.
The Sweet Corn Challenge bike ride will take place on Sunday, July 26th in Ridgefield, Ohio.
Cyclists can choose a 10, 25, 50, or 100-mile route, and SAG trucks will be available.
The ride starts on the green in Ridgefield, located at Route 303 and 176. At ride's end, there will be food and live music. For registration information, you can call the Ridgefield Chamber of Commerce at 330-659-3300 or go online at sweetcornride.com.
Cornfields, cornfields, there's so many cornfields, but they use all the corn in the cornfields.
See, back in my day, them young people didn't do all that cussing and all that hee-hawing like they do right now. And I don't understand why they do all that cussing and hee-hawing, because it's just not right. They need to do things like they did them in my day. Cussing and a hee-haw, it just wasn't allowed. In public, you did it at your mama's house, in the room, in the dark, by yourself.
If you feel that there's too much cursing in media today, then this message applies to you. Some of the following material may be found objectionable by some of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is advised. So if you're tired of people saying, F you, kiss my A, feel free to turn off your radio.
You are listening to WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland.
Broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University.
We've been keeping it real since 1946. Yeah.